Welcome to the Health and Fitness Frederick Podcast, where we discuss all things related to health and wellness. We dispel common myths and misconceptions regarding healthcare, and we do it in a way that you can actually understand. And it is hosted by yours truly, Dr. Matt Silver, Doctor of Physical Therapy, and founder of Alpha Project Physio and Performance. Hey guys, welcome to episode 6. And this is a good one. And the reason why is it's based off of something I see time and time again, and it's so common. And especially because I'm finishing up with a patient who this has happened to and got stuck in the system, and now he's doing fantastic. But we're going to talk about why imaging, right? If you get an X-ray or an MRI for a musculoskeletal issue, right? If you have back pain and you end up having a back tumor, this does not apply. Okay, this is musculoskeletal pain. And why you can't take this for face value when getting physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, whatever kind of treatment you're getting, why you can't just go off of that X-ray or off of that MRI. And again, I see this time and time again of, hey, you have knee pain, you had this X-ray and it shows just MRI and it shows this in your knee, we're going to treat the knee. It's like there needs to be more than just that. And I want to talk about patient that I've almost finished up with. Call him John, obviously, because I can't give out the real name. But I saw John about a month and a half ago, and he had his knee pain for 10 years, I mean 15 years. I forgot how long it was, but it was at least 10 years. Essentially just running, right, 10 years ago, just kind of running along, did a quick pivot. He's been active for most of his life. He's still active, just pushing through the knee pain, but did a quick pivot, quick stop and turn, and felt the pop in his knee, and never was the same. So essentially just had some X-rays and MRIs, and it came back with, he had something called Pleika syndrome. And Pleika syndrome, all that is it's an issue with the Pleika. So I'm like, okay, Matt, thanks for not telling me anything. What is Pleika? So some people don't even have this in their knee. Essentially, it's this tissue that forms when we are developing in utero. Essentially, when we're a fetus, when we're growing inside of our mothers, this tissue starts to form, and it eventually will get. Some people it just resorbs itself. Other people it stays there, and it's essentially in your knee. It's on the inside of the knee, and it can be a pain-generating area. Sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I've never had a patient who has had Pleika syndrome, so this is my first one. I'm like, okay, cool, right? Pleika syndrome. Let's do it. Basically, just connective tissue in that area. That in his case, right? He had the MRI that the orthopedic surgeon must have saw something and said, nope, you got some, right? This Pleika is inflamed, and we're gonna take it out. So I think he had it taken out. He'd done physical therapy on it. So the PTs really worked on his knee, getting his strength back, which is awesome. And then went back to doing what he was doing, and didn't help much at all, right? Talking to him, I'm like, okay. So it sounds like you've kind of gone through this course of Pleika syndrome, surgery, physical therapy, didn't work. So started getting the wheels turning. Okay, right? There's a little bit more involved than, sounds like there's a little bit more involved than just the knee. So continuing on, he had another consult with a physician, with an orthopedist. And this time, took an X-ray, took an MRI, and saw, so he went back, I don't know how many, I believe it was maybe 2 or 3 years later, no change in his knee symptoms, went back. And this time, the orthopedist saw, hey, you have a cyst on your ACL. So all that means is, right, he had some kind of a growth on his ACL, and this is a ligament. The ACL is the anterior cruciate ligament, right? It's a ligament that prevents the tibia from their lower leg bone from translating, from moving too far forwards. And if you watch football at all, I mean, most field sports, soccer, basketball, they tear their ACLs all the time because they're these powerful guys that are just jumping and running and pushing and cutting with these very, very powerful movements, especially with cleats. I won't get into that too much, but essentially many athletes tear this ligament because of just how forceful and explosive, or maybe they get tackled the wrong way. So surgeon saw this on the MRI and said, hey, we got to go in and take the cyst out. So my patient John was like, all right, well, maybe this is the reason why the other orthopedic must have missed it. Let's do it. So again, he has a surgery. And this is a little more recent. This is probably maybe 3 years ago. I forgot how long ago it was, but he had this surgery, went through physical therapy again. And same thing, no better. And so now the patient's frustrated, right? They've gone through. So now it's more like, I'm just going to live with it. I've been through the system. This is my life. It's over. So he reached out to me. We did the initial eval and looked at him. I said, hey, John, this is what I think's going on, man. So I looked at the knee, but I also looked, you have to look at everything else, right? We can't just look at the knee or take that MRI and x-ray for face value, because if we did, John would be better, right? He'd have no knee pain because, hey, we fixed the plica, and we took the plica out, right? This pain-generating soft tissue that wraps around the inside of the knee, we took it out. There's no way, right? You should be out of pain. And obviously, that didn't work. And so we'd go back maybe this is the cyst. Took the cyst out. Nothing happened. So with John's case, of course, he's very frustrated because right, he's been through two surgeries that basically were pointless. And when I saw him, all I did was say, hey, man, yeah, your knee's a little bit tight, but your ankle's super tight and your hip is even worse. Like your hip is, man, this hip is all jacked up. And that's what it was, right? So the last month and a half, what have we been doing? Mobility. That's all we've been doing is getting his hips moving better, getting his ankle and foot moving better. And now he's flying. I mean, the first time I had him squat, I mean, every time he squatted, pain, 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 pain. He probably couldn't even get to parallel, right? Kind of. So your legs are, or your thighs are parallel with the ground. He could get like 45 degrees. It was like embarrassing. I don't want to make it feel bad. It was like John's squat was pretty bad, right? But I'm like, he's getting below, he's 90, below 90, and just killing it. Like, there's no, like, squat's great. He's working out again, going to the gym, and he's loving life. We did a gait assessment the other day. Now he wants to learn how to run the right way, too. So, because he wants to be active. And I think most of us, if not all of us, want this, right? We want to have this level of activity in our lives and not be in pain. And right now, I think it's got like one or two sessions left, and we're going to work on, hey, I'm going to show you how to maintain this on your own, John. Like, you can do this stuff on your own. So just a great story, but also really hits home the point of when you get an x-ray, when you get an MRI, right? There are cases, hey, you tore your ACL. There's a pretty standard course of action that we need to take here, right? You do have the option of not getting an ACL surgery, right? You don't have to get it repaired. You can live life without it. You're still functional. You could probably walk. It might be right? It might be a little more precarious, right? It might give out on you a little bit more often, but you can still strengthen it. Go to some, right? Work on your strength with that quad. You don't need surgery, but if you're 18, 25 years old and want to get back to your sport, whatever that may be, right? Surgery is probably a good option for you. So not in all cases, but hey, yeah, you have this knee pain and your MRI comes back as inflammation and arthritis and plica syndrome and cartilage damage. Do you need a scope? Maybe we should look at the hip. Maybe we should look at the ankle and actually see how you're moving. How is your squat? How's your running, right? How are you actually moving? So yes, the x-ray, the MRI, great tool that we can utilize to just get started and say, okay, right, this is what's going on in your knee. But what else can we look at? And just treating the knee and saying, hey, we're just going to do these kicking the leg out, doing squats, and right, just focusing on the knee, we're going to miss this big picture and we're going to miss a huge opportunity really to get people better and everybody listening to get you better, right? So big takeaway, guys, if you do get an x-ray, if you do get an MRI, right, and it's not something, and I think a big issue too is there's a lot of words, right? Like let's say if you get an MRI of your knee, right? We're going to look at the knee and say, okay, you have a tear in your meniscus, which is all the meniscus is your cartilage that helps, right, absorb some force and helps those, that, and it actually helps the tibia and the femur move the right way, right? The helps that knee joint move the right way. It cushions the ends of the femur. You have some tears in your meniscus. Your plica's gone and tore up. You have some bone spurs, and that's it. You have inflammation of your bursa, and all the bursa is just a fluid-filled sac. It's like butter, right? Absorbs some force and also helps these helps the roll and glide and the kneecap, helps everything move the right way. So it can be very daunting when you get an x-ray, when you get an MRI, right? It might say like, oh, you have 20 different things going on. Put a fork in you, man, because you're cooked, right? Like, it's over, man. You have all these things, and it can be scary, right? But when I look at that and I say, hey, you have all these things going on, that's great. Let's look at your hip. Let's look at your ankle. Let's look at these other things, right? Because guess what? The MRI is not going to show me how you move, right? It's not going to show me how strong you are. It's also not going to show me how mobile you are. So x-ray, great. Going to tell us a lot. But A, take it with a grain of salt. And B, don't let it scare you, right? These words, right? Spondylosis, spondylitis, itis, and after anything can be very, right? Can be scary and daunting when we hear these. Don't let it happen to you, right? And making sure that you're going to a clinician who's not just going to look at the x-ray or MRI, or a therapist or a chiropractor who's going to look at that MRI and say, okay, we're just going to treat your knee. You need to go to somebody who's going to look at your whole body and look at how you're moving, right? How are you squatting? How are you picking things up off the ground? And how's your mobility? Hey, do you sit down a lot? Because if you do, probably look at the hips and probably look at the ankles. Thanks, guys. I'll catch you next time. Hey, wait a minute, guys. I just wanted to say thanks for listening to the podcast today. And if you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support this podcast, please share this with others by taking a screenshot of this episode and posting it to your story on Instagram and tag Alpha Project Physio so we can repost it. And to stay up on all the latest from me, please follow Alpha Project Physio on Instagram and Facebook, and then subscribe to the Alpha Project newsletter at www.alphaprojectphysio.com. See you guys next time.